The early rebound fizzled out, and the Dow sinks for the third day in a row. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 26th day of February. And for those of you who are celebrating, I hope that you had a blessed Ash Wednesday. In other news today, airlines are slashing costs in the face of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, adults are getting cash from the government. New technology is out there for landlords. The new Ford COO says that trouble's brewing, but his team is up to the challenge. We'll check the Wall Street numbers and a latest uptick in resale stores and why. Our guest is Stephanie Prusch from the Neighborhood Finance Authority, affordable housing, low-cost loans, and a little extra. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the Dow started out looking like the 30 blue chips might stage a comeback, but it all fizzled out in afternoon trading. Meanwhile, President Trump blames media hysteria on the fallout on Wall Street. The president has reportedly cautioned aides against forecasting the impact of the virus over fears that stocks could fall further. And I will have those numbers for you in just a bit. Airlines rattled by the coronavirus have rushed to cut costs today as warnings of a pandemic deepened concern about the scale of the impact on aviation and other frontline sectors. Austerity measures ordered by Germany's Lufthansa and Amsterdam-based KLM include unpaid staff leave and hiring freezes, while Virgin Australia dropped 7 planes from its fleet and said pilot redundancies were likely. It could be said that airlines are flying blind into a crisis of unknown severity and duration. The outlook is worsening as new outbreaks have spread fear among Asian destinations already suspended. Today, the U.S. Center for Disease and Control said the transition to a pandemic is now only a question of time, with secondary outbreaks proliferating even as the infection rate begins to slow in China, which is, as you know, the original epicenter. Airlines are not the only casualties. Cities are also being impacted. Today, we learned that Hong Kong is handing most of its residents a pile of cash to spend as it tries to save its slumping economy from the aftermath of protests and, yes, the coronavirus outbreak. The measure is the cornerstone of a $120 billion Hong Kong dollar stimulus package, which will involve giving 10,000 Hong Kong dollars, about $1,280, to all permanent residents in the city who are at least 18 years of age. About 7 million people will benefit from that program. Financial Secretary Paul Chan warned that the city will record its first budget deficit in 15 years due to the recession that began in the third quarter of last year. Well, landlords are going high-tech when it comes to getting their rent money. Click Notices is a dashboard for tracking rents from receipt through delinquency and all the way to eviction. It's all part of a new generation of online delinquency management platforms that can automate some of the unhappier chores of being a landlord. Through a shared dashboard, property owners and their agents are able to prepare and deliver notices for late rents. Corporate landlords can generate hundreds of late notices all at once. And with a few keystrokes, their lawyers can spit out all the necessary legal boilerplate language for a lawsuit. In some jurisdictions, the landlords can even bring the suits themselves. Ah, technology. Ford Motors' recently appointed chief operating officer sees the struggling automaker operating with the same sense of urgency and crisis that kept the company out of bankruptcy a decade ago. Jim Farley, who becomes the COO of Ford Motor Company on March 1st, said he's seen all of this before. He said, I see the concern on the faces of my colleagues, and it takes me back to about 10 years ago. All this was said during a recent meeting. Ford lost $14.8 billion back in 2008, the most in its then 105-year history. But it was the only automaker in Detroit to avoid the bailouts and the bankruptcies that befell General Motors and Chrysler a year later. The tables have turned recently as Ford let its product lineup lapse, posted a string of dismal earnings results, and botched the launch of its redesigned Explorer. Its stock closed today at $7.23 a share, the lowest in more than a decade. Farley contends, though, that Ford functions best when its back is up against the wall. Quote, when there is a threat, our team comes together, end quote. He suggested that that time may be now. Different day, same result on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended lower today, extending its sharp weekly decline as the 10-year Treasury yield traded at record low amid concerns, yes, over the coronavirus spreading even further. The 30-stock Dow dipped 123 points lower today, or nearly 0.5%, to end the day at 26,957. The Dow had been up by as much as 461 points earlier in the session. The S&P 500 fell by nearly 0.4 to 3116 after rallying more than 1% to start the day's session, and the NASDAQ finished up less than 0.2 at 8980 after rising as much as 2% early in the day. Today's losses brought the Dow's point loss to more than 2,000. Disney was the worst performing Dow stock, trading more than 3% lower after Bob Iger stepped down from his role as CEO. ExxonMobil and Chevron fell more than 2% each, adding to the Dow's losses. Energy, utilities, and real estate were dragging the S&P 500 lower. Energy dropped nearly 3%, while utilities and real estate both dipped by more than 0.8. The 10-year Treasury yield slid to 1.3%, hitting an all-time low, after hovering around 1.36 earlier in the day. Bond yields fell after Bloomberg News cited a Food and Drug Administration official saying the coronavirus was on the cusp of a pandemic. And yeah, it's just Wednesday. You know, there's a growing consumer trend out there, and it has to do with how people are buying stuff. We've had stories in the past about the wild growth of dollar stores. Once located in low-income neighborhoods, they're now invading some better-heeled suburbs. Right on their heels is an increasing number of second-hand or resale stores catering to women. According to the retail website ThredUp, the resale market is now a $24 billion industry. It's grown so much that major retailers are now looking at this segment and say, hey, we want to play in that space too. Macy's and JCPenney are already selling secondhand clothing. Now you know. When we come back, we're going to revisit a story about affordable housing, and better yet, affordable home loans that come with a bonus. What's that? Extra money to do some fixing up. Stephanie Prausch is with me from the Neighborhood Finance Authority, and that story is just a click away.